Hey, Audacious Church, why don't you put your hands together right across this place and at home for our awesome Audacious Kids. Hey, we love you guys. You are amazing. Incredible kids, incredible team. Well, church, it is my privilege today to launch us in this family service into our new series called The Disrupt. And it feels like in some ways, doesn't it, Audacious Church, kids and friends, that September is a bit of a new start, a bit of a reset. The kids are back to school and every parent said, amen. It's like a psychological restart, new year. And what we want to do as a church is step into this new year with a bit of a spring in our step, disrupting the old ways, the old habits of doing things, and trusting God that this is a new day, this is a new season. We are moving forward into new opportunity. We are moving forward into new land. Come on, Audacious Church, it's a new day. We together are going to disrupt the old and step into the new. It is going to be amazing. And we have a panel tonight as well at 8 p.m. that's going to unpack this a little bit further. Church, in the short period of time I have right now, I want to preach a message today called Need the New. Why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, Need the New. Need the new. Why don't you at home turn to your parent, turn to your sibling, turn to your child and say, need the new. Need the new. The Bible says this in Exodus chapter 16, verses 14 to 21. When the dew was gone, thin flakes like frost on the ground appeared on the desert floor. And when the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, what is it? For they did not know what it was. But Moses said to them, it is the bread the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Everyone is to gather as much as they need. Take an omer, which is about 3.5 liters or a large box of cereal worth for each person you have in your tent. The Israelites did as they were told, gathered much, some gathered little, and when they measured it by the omer, the one who gathered much did not have too much, and the one who gathered little did not have too little. Everyone had gathered just as much as they needed. But then Moses said to them, no one is to keep hold of it until morning. However, everybody say, however. In the building, say however. At home, say however. No one is to keep any of it till morning. However, some of them paid no attention to Moses. They kept part of it until morning. But it was full of maggots and it began to smell. Audacious kids say, ew. Began to smell. So Moses was angry with them, and each morning everyone had gathered as much as they needed, and when the sun grew hot, it melted away. Audacious Church, kids, friends, young adults, youth, I wonder today, have you ever had a time in your life where you've tried to do the same thing but get different results? Well, I've been married 18 months to my beautiful South African wife called Lizandre. That definitely deserves a round of applause. Thank you over there on my left, you're right. And we have 8 kids. 8 plant babies. Now, gentlemen, that phrase, happy wife, happy life, is true. We have 8 plant babies at home, and each one of them has a name. Now you think 8 plant babies is tough going. Molly and Charlie say have 35 plant babies. You should pray for them in Jesus' name. But we have 8 plant babies and each one has a name. We've got Nicola, MacGyvy Ivy, Simon, Jesus, Joseph, Misty. There's another one I'm forgetting, which just proves I'm not quite ready for fatherhood. We've got 8 plant babies at home and each one of them has a name. But church, we've this one plant and he's called Jesus. And Jesus is a palm tree. And Jesus, when we first got him, he was doing well, he was looking good, full of leaves, nice and green. But over the course of a couple of months, Jesus started to get brown on his tips, his leaves started to wither away and started to fall off. So kids, we thought to ourselves,
we're not watering Jesus enough. Jesus needs more water. So we got the watering can out, we watered Jesus some more, and a couple of days later, his leaves were still falling off. He was still withering away. We couldn't understand what was going on. So we thought to ourselves, we're just not watering him enough. So we filled up the can even more, poured in more water to Jesus. A couple of days later, same thing happened over and over again, to the point where there was just a few leaves left in Jesus. So we thought to ourselves, let's look it up. Let's find out actually what's going wrong. And it turns out you can actually water plants too much. And what we were doing was watering Jesus too much and slowly drowning our beautiful plant, trying to do the same thing and expect different results. But it was only Audacious Kids, Audacious Church, when we made a change to our yesterday that we got a different result in our tomorrow. And I guess the same is true for you today. All of us have had times in our lives where we've tried to do the same thing and expect different results. Maybe for you it's been you've wanted to get a full night's sleep every night, but as the clock turns, you decide you'll watch just one more episode of Netflix. You wake up the next day wondering why you're still tired, but each night it's the same procedure. Watch just one more episode of Netflix and wake up tired. Doing the same thing and expecting different results. Audacious Kids, maybe for you it's been you've wanted to ace that spelling test. You've wanted to throw the ball up and smash it out of the park. But every day you show up to school and you forget that it's spelling test day. So you try and revise on the way to school, try and memorize the spellings, but your grades just don't get as good as you want them to get. Trying to do the same thing, expecting different results. Maybe for you, it's been in your workplace, adults, where you've wanted your colleagues to come to church online, ask questions about Jesus, but every time you go into work, it's the same conversations about football and the transfer news, all good and has its place, but then ask yourself and you're wondering why they're not coming to Jesus, why they're not getting saved, why their lives don't look different, because we're doing the same thing and expecting different results. And today, Audacious Church, we have to disrupt the same old, step off the merry-go-round of the same way of doing things, step into the disrupt of the new season and start to put things in place that will get us the different results. And the danger for us today is if we don't make a change, is if we don't step into the disrupt, there'll still be families going hungry. There'll still be lonely people. There'll still be billions of people that don't know Jesus. There'll still be people worldwide that are in need, and we have a mandate and mission to reach. And for the cause of fulfilling our destinies today, we have to step off this merry-go-round of the same old, and step in to the disrupt. And the way I want to suggest today, Audacious Church, that we do this is we need the new. Need the new. Why don't you put your hands together across this place in Chester and at home as we welcome back to the stage Pastor Keith Reid. And Pastor Keith is an eloquent chef and is going to show us what it looks like to begin to knead some bread, to begin to form some bread. Because right now in Exodus 16, we have the Israelites. And they've just stepped into this great, exciting season. They've gone into the desert land, and God has started to provide for them, the Bible says, manna for them to eat, which Moses describes is bread. The Israelites are getting supernatural provision from heaven. And Moses gives them one instruction, is to not take any of the bread from yesterday and bring it into tomorrow. Now, why did Moses ask that? Great question. Because God was going to provide in the tomorrow. In the same way God had provided for the Israelites in yesterday, God was going to provide for them in tomorrow. But remember we said, however, some of them didn't listen. Some of them made the decision to try and take the fresh bread of yesterday into tomorrow, and what happened was it got moldy, it was full of maggots, it was no use for anybody. They were trying to take the goodness of yesterday into tomorrow. And the Israelites were presented with this decision. We either let go of the past, let go of the old, and to step into the new. Some of them held on, but some of them let go. And I want to suggest today for us, Audacious Church, kids, young adults, youth, we can't be like the Israelites who tried to take the fresh bread of yesterday into the tomorrow, because God is asking us today to do one simple thing, and that's to need the new bread of tomorrow and not live off the moldy bread of yesterday. Yesterday may have been good, it may have been great, it may have been a success in some ways, but to step into this expansive new September season, we have to begin to need the new bread. God has new bread for you today, Audacious Church. He has new bread of provision. He has new bread of opportunity. He has new bread of breakthrough. He has new bread of strength, new bread of power, new bread of surplus, new bread of plenty. There is new bread for you today, but you've got to let go of the old moldy bread and begin to need. And the definition of need is this: it's to work hard, to press, to stretch. Audacious kids, look at Pastor Keith. He is working hard for this new bread. To step into the new season of new opportunity, we've got to work hard to cultivate friendships. We've got to work hard to build relationships. We've got to work hard to seek new opportunity. We've got to work hard, stretch, and move forward in order to step into the miraculous provision that God has for us. It's time to need the new. Why don't you put your hands together for Pastor Keith? He's got his workout for the day. Thank you, sir. That'll do someone for some bread or for some pizza later on. Let me tell you really quick about a story. When I was 18 years old and I just started upper sixth in high school, in my lower sixth year, I had made a decision for Jesus and my life had changed. 360 degree transformation. But I made a decision in my spirit that that last year in school was going to be a new season. It was going to be a new opportunity. And in some sense, it was my last chance in high school to make an impact to my friends for Jesus. So I began to need the new. I began to build friendships. I began to look for opportunity. I began to step out of my comfort zone, letting go of what happened the last year, as good as it was, as not so good as it was at times, and began to need the new bread. And let me tell you, church, I began to see miracles and breakthrough. One of my friends, William, had come along to our school's Christian Union event where we put on a drama on stage showing Jesus's death and resurrection from the cross. And I remember going with William into the common room after with a friend called Isaac. And William began to cry in the sixth room common room at about 4:30 in the afternoon. He looked us in the eyes and said, "Lee, I want this Jesus. I want to give my life to Jesus." And at 4:30 in the afternoon, William in school gave his life to Jesus. Because I believe me and my friend stepped out and began to need the new. We began to put post-it notes around school with Bible verses on it, taking steps out in faith to tell people about Jesus. There was commotion in school, there was chatter. We began to have debates in our psychology class about evolution and the Big Bang and God and creationism and all of these different things. And it was at the end of the school year that I found out that my psychology teacher, after all of this debate, after all of this discussion that happened in his classroom, he comes in at the end of the year with a tattoo on his arm. And the tattoo read this, said, "Come to me all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My psychology teacher wasn't a Christian when we started the year, but my psychology teacher made a decision to give his life to Jesus by the end of the year. Letting go of the old, stepping into the disrupt, needing the new, working in this new season. And Audacious Church and friends, what if, kids, what if you went into school this September with a spring in your step, ready to tell your kid friends about Jesus? What if we went into work this season, this September, ready to take ground for Jesus? Not living in the old, not carrying the old revelation of yesterday that's become moldy for today, but we decided at the start of this September, we would need the new. We would work hard and we would embrace the disrupt. I reckon, church, we would see miracles. We would see breakthrough. We would see church populated. We would see an advancement of God's kingdom if each one of us made a decision to need the new. I just want to pray for people right now that you've maybe tuned in online. Someone's bribed you, invited you, brought you along. You're watching from home. Maybe you stumbled upon Audacious Church today through YouTube and you've never made a decision for Jesus. Well, the Bible describes Jesus as the bread of life. Everything you felt empty in, everything you've ever wanted and needed can be found in a relationship with Jesus, who came and died on the cross, but was raised to life again so you could have life in eternity and in fullness with him. Let me tell you, it's the best decision you'll ever make in your life. It will cost you everything that you have, but it's worth it for what's on the other side. December 2010, I got down on my knees and asked Jesus into my life, and my life has never been the same. Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart today, asking to come in, asking for a relationship with you. And if that's you today and you wanna say, Pastor Lee, I don't have it all worked out, I don't know all of the answers, but I know today I need this relationship with Jesus, then why don't you pray this prayer after me? It's a prayer of connection, connecting you to Jesus, the lover of your soul. Pray this with me. Dear Jesus, today I give my life to you. Thank you that you died for me. But on the third day, you were raised to life. Thank you that you have forgiven me. Today I am a Christian, and today I choose to follow you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name, amen.